Go ahead. Make my day.
It's not a tumor.
Here's looking at you, kid.
I'm ready for my close-up.
Do not go in there. Woo!
What's cracking, CJIM? Tony Stabile here from the Rowdy Wrestling Podcast over at TonyStabile.com. Here with your Cinema Smackdown for the week of January 29th, 2016. And we're starting off the week with, I don't know what to say, I guess kind of a blockbuster. The Finest Hours, the latest flick by Benavista, directed by Craig Gillespie, who also did Million Dollar Arm, Fright Night, and Mr. Woodcock. So quite an eclectic group of films this guy has directed. This film stars Chris Pine, Casey Affleck, and Holiday Granger as the Coast Guard, a group of Coast Guard guys, essentially Chris Pine and like three other dudes who don't look like they should be in the Coast Guard, attempt a rescue of a fatally damaged ship off of the coast of Cape Cod. What this essentially looks like, it's a 1950s Disney version of The Perfect Storm. Now, this movie is a big mix bag of cats, as the film up until its climax scene is split into two different halves. One half following Chris Pine and the Coast Guard and his girlfriend slash wife slash overbearing woman, and Casey Affleck and the men on the doomed ship. Now, I would have gladly stuck around for a three-hour Casey Affleck movie on that doomed ship, as that was a very interesting, palpable, tasty story, while Chris Pine and his gigantic head had us feeling like we were watching a version of the Odd Life of Timothy Green, if anybody remembers that horrible Jennifer Garner movie, out on the open seas. So not the kind of movie I would recommend to anybody, as half of it is pure garbage and the other half is something so interesting that you kind of wish they had just gone with that. So in this case, The Finest Hours, which is coming out today, is a movie you should be escaping from. And other movies I guess you can go check out are 50 Shades of Black, the rated R spoof comedy co-written by Marlon Wayans. That's right, the guy behind all those other spoof movies. This is directed by his co-conspirator Michael Tittles, and this is essentially a complete ripoff spoof of 50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Black follows another college student who falls in love with a wealthy businessman with a room full of toys, and it's not a room of Batman collectibles from the 1960s. If you're a fan of those spoof films, you should definitely check that out. And finally, we have the sequel your kid asked for and you begged not to happen, Kung Fu Panda 3, with the voice actors such as Jack Black, Jackie Chan, Bryan Cranston, David Cross, Dustin Hoffman, Kate Hudson, Angelina Jolie, Lucy Liu, and Seth Rogen. This film essentially follows the legendary adventures of awesomeness, and I throw air quotes in that, of Jack Black as the panda named Po, who must face two hugely epic but different threats, one supernatural and the other one a little close to home. Guys, this is pretty much an animated flick with fart jokes for kids and odd references for the parents who are stuck going to see it. Kung Fu Panda is a payday for Jack Black's mortgage and a payoff for other voicey Hollywood B-plus listers. So there you have it, everybody. That is your Cinema Smackdown for the week of January the 29th, 2016. Don't forget to check me out on the Rowdy Wrestling Podcast, as this week we have former TNA Impact superstar TJ Perkins in an awesome interview and good times. Have yourself a fantastic weekend and an awesome night at the movies.